Another fourth quarter to forget. The Texans scored three touchdowns in a four-minute stretch. The Jags fell to 1-5 with a 31-20 loss at Everbank Field in Week 6. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. The day after the Jaguars fall in Week 6 to the Houston Texans, the fourth quarter issues continued. DeAndre Hopkins was a big reason why. Jaguars' mistakes were another reason why, Jeff. But why the fourth quarter issues? Why do they continue, and how do you fix them?
Well, I go back before the fourth quarter. I mean, at the end of the half, you had an opportunity at points there, and you throw an interception right there at the one-yard line. That can't happen. In the very first possession of the second half, you have an opportunity to hit Allen Hurns on a go route who was wide open. You don't make that play. You know, there's plays to be made throughout the game, and they're not making them right now. Offensively, they're missing it. They're turning the ball over. Defensively, dead last in the league in takeaways, dead last in the league in third down percentage. Those things all have to change if you're expected to get better.
And in the fourth quarter is just where everybody looks on the stat sheet, of course, when the 21 points happen in that short of time. Back to Bortles. Three touchdowns in the game, but the three interceptions. You mentioned the one right before halftime. That was costly. Of course, the one at the end, the pick six, is never going to work out. Can't have those types of mistakes.
No, and you know, I know that he had a grade one shoulder separation the week before against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then you're in a game where all of a sudden you're down, you're starting to press. You know, you're trying to force the ball into some windows maybe that you wouldn't under different conditions, and I understand that. But as a quarterback and as a young quarterback, you have to learn to fight that urge, and he's learning to fight it. It's a hard lesson for him.
Defensively, third downs were an issue again. The Texans scored three touchdowns on third downs. The pass rush wasn't much there.
Well, it's got to get better. You know, you got to send Derek Marks back this past week. I didn't expect his impact to be huge. He made a few plays. You know, but that has to change. You know, and it's not going to change by going out and finding some guy on the street. I mean, the guys that are here have to get better. And I think that defensively, maybe you can do things something schematic-wise to maybe change it up. We'll see. But that's not an easy fix. When you don't have a pass rush, it's typically because you don't have the horses. Well, these horses that are here, you need to get them to play better.
The Jaguars are 1-5, and for senior correspondent Brian Sexton, it's turning into the same old story.
If I drive 60 miles an hour down Atlantic Boulevard on my way to the stadium, I might get a warning. But if I don't change the way I drive, and hey, I'm on Atlantic every day, I'm getting a ticket. Either way, I have no excuse. I know the deal. If I do it often enough, I'll lose my license. The police officer doesn't want to hear my story. It's pretty much the same thing for the Jaguars this morning. Three consecutive Sundays, we've watched as turnovers, untimely penalties, and missed tackles have cost them the chance to be 3-3 as they go to London instead of 1-5. They have no excuse today. They know the deal. If they do it often enough, they can count themselves out before we even get to November. We're talking about a quarterback who made a couple of amazing plays in the pocket yesterday to stay away from J.J. Watt and make something happen. But we could be. We aren't talking about an offensive line that was better this week, or Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns continuing to develop, or Julius Thomas's first impactful game. But we should be. I'd really like to focus on Roy Miller's huge, momentum-changing play on 4th and inches. But no one cares this morning. Instead, we're talking about the same old story. And instead of driving into the middle of a playoff push, they're pulled over on the side of that road with lights flashing as they search for any excuse that might save their season. The only thing that works to avoid the ticket on Atlantic Boulevard is to actually slow down. And the only thing to save this season is to actually stop beating themselves.
Thank you, Brian. Jaguars all access tonight. Who you got?
Got Aaron Colvin, young player that certainly is starting to play a little bit better, but you want to see him start to get his hands on the ball a little bit more.
The defense needs some receptions. How about
everybody
that?
Everybody needs to get the hands on the ball.
That's tonight at 7 on Channel 4. It's also Jaguars Monday. Prisco and Buscelli, always entertaining on Monday night, certainly this week. That's 6 to 8 on 1010XL. Gus Bradley scheduled to speak with the media at 1 o'clock. We'll carry it live on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.